Hey guys, welcome to our exclusive Patreon episode. Well, limited, exclusive.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep saying
temporarily exclusive.
Yeah. You guys will get it first, and then if you didn't support us, which hopefully you'll change your mind soon. If you did, thank you for supporting us and listening. If not, you probably got this the week before E3, because we are going to do our 17 predictions for E3 2017.
When did E3 actually start?
Oh,
was
man.
It like 1995-ish?
It's been the 90s. I don't know.
Where's it doesn't matter.
We need a Kevin.
Well, the boys are going to do 17 things. The girls are just going to kind of be like, oh, yeah, I like that one.
Right?
Hey, I like that one that you played. That's about it. I hope they make more of those.
Sigourney's input will be, you guys didn't mention there's no Lego games. What will I play this year?
They do have that Lego game coming out.
I do.
Lego Avengers 2.
I do love me some Lego
Marvel
games.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't remember if they were doing it. Yeah.
But anyway.
Legit girlfriend mode.
Like, I want to give the heads up, though. My picks aren't in any kind of order.
No order. And we will say heavy PlayStation, because that's who we are as people.
I don't
keep
up with Xbox very much. And I keep up with Nintendo a fair amount. But I don't expect them to announce a lot of things, so they're not going to be a lot of predictions.
I tried really hard, and I mean, they're vague and probably really predictable, but who cares?
Yeah,
well, I think with Nintendo, when they just released the Switch and they announced all of the
and they've been
Switch
announcing
games,
things even
they've been
as recently as last week. So,
but I think they need to have they should have a huge presence this year, and they're not.
No. They don't have any kind of press conference. They might have a Nintendo Direct with...
They're having one... Yeah. The day before or something.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll announce some stuff and it'll be cool, but I don't think they'll announce nearly as much as what
they should.
Sony and Xbox.
Yeah. I just think that with all of that stuff, I don't think they're going to, with releasing that, I don't think they're going to announce a lot of stuff.
So yes, we are heavy PlayStation guys,
so
expect a lot of PlayStation picks here.
Yeah. So do you want to start off? Or?
I can start it off. My first pick is they are going to announce...
Whoa, hang on. let's blue balls everybody. Do we want to do like a point system so we can come back to this after E3?
I think that'd be too hard.
Too hard?
Yeah, because I don't have anything in any kind of order.
Well, no, just like if you get it right, you get a point. If not,
we could do that. Yeah. We'll just have to figure it out later.
Yeah.
You just want to try to act like that you
competition.
Know what's going
competition.
On.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm done with
that. Give it a reason for them to come back.
Testosterone.
How many things we actually say come true.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I mean, and we have some, we've already
similar,
looked at each other's lists and we have some overlap, but
not that much.
No,
out of the
not as much as I thought there would be.
Yeah.
Honestly.
All right. Back to.
Let me put my list back up. My phone went off.
Yeah.
My first pick is Sony is going to announce Bloodborne 2.
Oh, I got that too. I have Bloodborne 2
because it's been 2 years since the last one came out. It's a game that a lot of people really love, including myself. I had a lot of fun with that game.
I never.
Some good atmosphere. It's difficult. Like the Demon Souls game.
Yeah.
But not as slow as Demon Souls because I don't like that game. Or the
See, that's what scared me away.
It's a lot more fast paced.
I heard it was Demon Souls, and I was like, I don't want to experience that kind
it's
of not, hard.
It is. It's still that hard. But
you have to start over and stuff.
Hard, yeah.
You have to start over from. Yeah, no, see, that's what scares me away.
Unless you pick up your corpse.
Yeah, no.
But you're able to level up, and you actually do considerably get better as you play. And
yeah,
I had a lot of fun with that about 2 years ago when it came out.
Yeah, I have Bloodborne 2 down reveal.
Yeah, so.
So that was one of my picks, but I'll start with my first one. They will announce a new Halo to launch with the Scorpio this year.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. That'd be smart to do
that.
That's
an easy.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's better than my Scorpio prediction. So.
Which is?
Yeah, I guess I could go to that now. My prediction is they're going to give more info on the Xbox Scorpio, but they are going to have zero games that I have any interest in whatsoever.
Like Halo.
So there's my Xbox heat for that episode.
Do you want to go into another one? Or
I can do another one. That's fine. My next pick is they are going to actually show more and give more info on the first episode of the Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Ooh.
Which they have not shown a whole lot on over the last 2 years since they announced it.
I actually seen a graphic for like an announcement for Final Fantasy VIII Remake.
Because
that's the one with
excited about that.
That's one with the gun sword.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's the one
Squall.
I seen. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's not one of the best Final Fantasy games, but there are a lot of things about that game that I do love, so I'd be up for that. You'd be probably
for,
never
you'd
gonna
be up for anything Final Fantasy.
Pretty much. I mean, it'll take them 10 years to make any of them, but it sucks.
I have another obvious one. We're going to have more. We're going to have actual Spider-Man in-game gameplay, as well as a launch date, which I hope says August or September.
I hope you're right. I actually did not have this on my list, though I initially thought about it, and I just didn't put it down. So I definitely agree with that, but I can't use it as my point. So.
And then I'll just jump into, we're going to get a huge discount, and we're going to go $99 Vitas.
Oh, man, that would be fantastic.
$99.
I mean, I already have one, so it wouldn't matter.
Third Vita,
you will not, you will not stop me. From,
why not?
I
should say the fact is you're not going to buy a second Vita for the third time.
Have you not seen that sky blue Vita or that burnt orange Vita or that sexy ass white Vita?
You had to have the God of War Vita just because
that was
of
a PSP.
That
was a PSP. That was a PSP. Totally different.
That was not the same
not
system.
The same.
All right, peace out.
Well, I'm going to skip ahead on my list, actually. Then I'll have to come back. One of my guesses was they were going to announce a Vita 2.
Oh, man, that'd be good, too.
I don't know if they really will, but I'm kind of just hoping that they will.
If they had
Enough buttons to do things.
If they had a Switch-style PlayStation, I will lose my mind.
Oh, man.
Especially if we go to that E3 theater
I don't know
experience.
That they can do it, do something powerful enough to be like a PS4 yet.
I don't know.
Give it another 4 years.
I don't think it needs to be as powerful as PS4. I'd be happy with 720.
Yeah.
720p with 4G LTE.
I'd just be concerned about it being able to run the games.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If they could do it,
Sony could figure
I'd
it out.
I'd buy it.
I think Sony could figure
day
it
of,
out.
Day so.
Of. Oh, yeah. I'd run to GameStop with a discount.
You would
discount.
Be pre-ordering.
I would pre-order
pre-order
like
all
of
the
them.
Things.
Yeah. I'd be the jerk in the theater pulling out my phone as soon as they announced it on the thing.
Sold.
All right, you want to do another one? Yeah. Or you want me to go?
I'll do one.
Okay.
I'll go to probably... No, I got a couple Nintendo things. We'll put in Nintendo. They will announce a Mario Party /tennis/golf game.
I wish I would have put that on my list.
It's wide and vague, but it's going to be...
But that would be perfect for the Switch.
For the Switch.
Yep.
Absolutely. That would be genius of them to do.
It would be kind of fun, though.
Nintendo gonna Nintendo.
Yes. Also a good point. Okay, so my next...
Yeah, if they do it like the Wii. The Wii Golf. Wii Bowling. Wii Bowling.
Oh, man. I totally missed doing Wii Bowling and stuff.
Lindsay has a guess. Wow. That's a good one.
I gave you a guess at dinner, and I don't remember what it was now.
Well, you should have wrote it down. Like I
should have.
I believe it was Last of Us gameplay.
Oh, yeah. There was Last of Us, the next Last of Us. I said a release date.
Yeah, I kind
of
have that.
So we all
I think
have
I said
that.
Release date.
Well, actually, I take that back. That's one of the things I took off my list because I figured it was a given. Which is kind of stupid. I should have put that on because I'd get a point. But that's
that was before
you
knew about the points.
I have Last of Us 2 gameplay down.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember, though. I thought it was announced last year at the theater experience, but it was...
No, it was later on.
It was PSX.
Yeah, PSX in December.
So I might lose that one because I think that's too early. Now that I think about it after I put it down.
Well, you've done several more picks than me, I think, now, so I might have to do it.
Yeah. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 6 bolded.
I've picked 3 so far. All right,
you jump in.
All right, my next guess is they're finally going to show and maybe have a release date for Kingdom Hearts 3.
You're funny as
shit.
They
are going to have more Kingdom Hearts?
No,
don't listen to Steven.
Well, no, there's officially been a Kingdom Hearts 3 for like years.
Oh, but, I didn't know that because that was going to be one of my things, like what I want.
The last numbered game... Well, I take the back. The other ones have numbers in them, too.
Yeah,
not
2.8.
2.8.
Well,
2.
Not only that, and like 365 over 2 days or whatever.
Lindsay,
like
they announced Kingdom Hearts 3 when PS4 launched. So.
Oh. I don't remember that.
But that's
it's
why,
been
so
long. So
don't listen to Steven. Yeah.
But, I mean, Kingdom Hearts 2 came out in 2006. So it's been 11 years since the last main...
That's Square Enix, too, isn't
it?
Yeah.
So that's why. It's the same guy in charge of a lot of the games.
That poor guy.
Our dog is named after it. I want more Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's where
Kyrie's
from.
Never Kingdom Hearts. We never played it differently, but that's where it's from.
Well, because we didn't
PS2
think anybody would know how to set...
I love...
They still don't know
I've only played Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, not all the side games, which are actually vital to the convoluted... terrible story, but
oh really?
Yeah,
I thought they were good.
Well, no, they're good games. Just the story makes
so
Metal
good
the
gameplay.
Story, yeah, well, the story is so convoluted it makes Metal Gear seem like
oh man,
like
I don't even know what happens in Metal Gear.
Exactly, that's the thing.
That's probably why I didn't really like
Metal
Gear.
They're relying less on the Disney and Final Fantasy stuff is what they did on the first two games.
Spider-Man.
I think they are including some Marvel stuff now because they have that, and probably Star Wars.
I am all about more. That was going to be one of my, what do you, like, we don't, like, Sigourney and I don't have a lot of predictions for this because we don't know what's happening, really, all of that, all up in the game world, but that was going to be one of my, like, I hope this happens. I don't know if it's going to happen, but more Kingdom Hearts, and you were like, Kingdom Hearts 3.
I forgot. I did do one other one from the Scorpio prediction, but I'm going to have one more guest to catch up with you here.
Go ahead,
I am going to say, and this might not ever happen, but I hope that Nintendo announces a new Metroid game. And if they do, I will buy
a Switch right away. Yeah. I'm with you. So. Sigourney, I'll be back.
As he looks at me while he's saying this, like, I'm spending our money, FYI,
if Metroid comes out, I'm buying a Switch.
I'm sure I can probably find
you a person who's tired of theirs
already. I like the old ones.
Okay.
But I never played the new ones.
They're good.
I mean, I'm not good at them, but I like to play them. Like I like to play like Contra 2. I blow so hard at that game. But they're fun.
Yeah.
I just wanted to experience it. You want to do another one? Or are we caught up?
We're caught up.
I think. I have a bunch of easy points. So I'm going to skip to a out there one. They're going, because I've seen Bethesda has their own conference.
Mm-hmm.
So Fallout New Vegas-ish for Fallout 4.
Okay. Because
it's been 2 years. It's the same time frame.
Yeah. They might.
Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 4.
I forgot Bethesda had their own conference. Because I think that's one of the things I deleted off here. I might have to change something.
So, I'm going to say Fallout gets a new, basically,
It's still on our good.
Basically expansion game.
Okay. Well, along with yours, I'm going to skip ahead on one of my lists. Dealing with Bethesda.
Words.
Words are hard.
Words.
I'm thinking they are potentially going to announce a new Elder Scrolls game.
Oh, that's a good guess, too.
Because it's been a while.
Yeah, that's been a long while, hasn't it?
Well, 2011 was the last time when Skyrim came out. They've had the remastered version and stuff of it, but...
Oh, I didn't realize that was a...
Yeah, it's Elder Scrolls.
I always thought I thought it was just Skyrim.
Nah, it's Elder Scrolls...
Four? Five?
Five. Morrowind was 3, and then Oblivion, so it had to be 5.
Yeah.
So
it makes sense. Now you say that, it's that little tiny text.
I was going to take it off my list, but then you mentioned the Bethesda conference. That makes sense. So they might do that. And actually, I didn't take it off the list. It's still there.
So. Oh, man. All right, I'm going to crank out 3 easy ones. So if you have 3 easy ones after this,
sure.
We're going to get more Hideo Kojima crazy ass.
I have that on there too.
Death Stranding.
And I'm still going to have no idea what the game is. We're about. I have that.
Norman Reedus naked. That's all we got.
Babies transfer.
Yeah.
Between
probably a new, Hollywood actor included in the game.
That's good. Is that part of the same prediction?
Yeah. Or, yeah.
Okay. Is this like, is he like the new, what are the movies with all of the like popular people? Like they just throw a bunch of really famous actors in a movie just to sell the movie. Just to sell tickets to the
movie. I know
what
you're talking about, but I can't think of the name of any of the movies.
The Avengers?
Valentine's Day.
The date movies. Mother's Day
that
or whatever.
They just throw like a ton of
random,
really famous actors, and they're like, here, we're just going to sell tickets because it's a holiday. I feel like that's what this is. Like, he's just throwing a bunch of famous people in a video game.
The most interesting thing about Kojima, too, is they asked him something about the game, and he's like, oh, it's already started. So, all the stuff he's considering part of the game, all the reveals and all that. So,
yeah, it's just going to be crazy. Yeah.
But anyway.
And these are two separate ones. I know you had a separate list for release dates, but I had all separate. We're going to get a Days Gone release date.
Nice.
And a God of War release date that will be way sooner than you think it is.
Oh, I sure hope so.
And I'll be taking a vacation week for that.
That game looks excellent. All right, my next...
Oh, they recast Kratos, too. It's not the same guy. That kind of ticks me off.
Oh, yeah, I realized that.
I thought...
That didn't sound like it during that trailer, but I looked it up afterwards, and it is a different guy.
I wish you would have kept the same guy just for...
The original guy is not too happy about it, apparently.
Yeah, I'm not too happy. It's like Snake.
Changed, from David Hayter to Kiefer Sutherland.
Which is stupid. That's why that game's not good.
I like a kefir, just not a snake. All right, my next guess is we are finally going to find out what the heck Sucker Punch is working on.
No.
I hope so.
It's going to be an Xbox game.
They're a Sony-owned company.
It's going to be an Xbox game.
But they haven't released anything since Infamous Second Son.
Exactly.
And the expansion.
It's going to be Infamous Remastered.
Come on.
Just the look on your face is like, it's Sony-owned.
I always get confused with their first parties.
Yeah. That, was practically like first party, but wasn't. Yeah. Then they made that Xbox game.
Yeah, the which
Sunset
I wish.
Overdrive.
Yeah, I wanted to play that.
I'd like to play that too, but I'm not gonna buy an Xbox.
Yeah, I'm not buying anything.
Maybe it.
I bought an Xbox once, exclusive. And that's not happening.
Yeah, there's not enough exclusive.
Heard
games.
Crash is a timed exclusive now too. Again, they keep flipping.
That's okay, as long as I get to play it.
Yeah, I'm fine. Switch is the thing I might flip to.
I'm okay with that too. I'd probably buy it for a Switch. Anyway, your turn.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Speaking of Switch, we're going to go with Pokemon Switch.
I have that on here as well.
And I'll just throw in massive 3DS price cuts.
Oh, that'd be smart of them. Just hopefully they can get rid of their inventory.
Yep.
And then...
No reason to have it.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
So is that two guesses
for you? Yeah, two.
Okay, I'll go to my next one. I am going to predict, I'm probably wrong, that they're finally going to let PlayStation users change their username. They're going to figure out the networking.
Nope.
Can't even say it with a
straight
face.
I'm forever stuck as Nemi32000.
Yeah, I'm Vigilant Steve, which I've at this point adopted for pretty much everything, so I'm okay with it.
But I mean, I keep using it just because I can't think of anything to make my username other than my name. If it's not my name, it's Nemi32000.
Yeah. I mean, I'm completely okay with Vigilant Steve. Just it was based off of band that I was in college.
I wish I could.
Broke up like two months after I bought a bunch of stuff.
after he created.
But I'm okay
name.
With it. I've adopted it for everything, and I'm cool with it.
I mean, Resident Evil 3 is the greatest Resident Evil game ever made. So.
I disagree with that. But
stars.
Speaking of which, did I not put that on here?
Okay,
I'm switching something. On
switching.
My, yeah.
That was just weird.
You just don't know.
Yeah,
no, she doesn't watch
okay.
it. No.
She doesn't see any of
okay,
this.
Is it my turn?
This is why she's like barely speaking at all in this one.
Yeah, I haven't died or anything, guys. I was just kind of like letting go of this one because this is not my forte anymore. All
right. I think they are going to show some footage and have maybe a release date for the Resident Evil 2 remake that they announced a couple of years ago.
Hasn't that been like as long as Kingdom Hearts?
No, it was only it was maybe a year and a half ago when they announced it. So
I hope.
Well, because
you get that, you win the whole thing.
Well, they teased they teased it with the trailers for Resident Evil 7 and stuff. They had the code on the bar from the barcode or whatever it was from Resident Evil Director's Cut, which came with a demo for Resident Evil 2 back in the day.
Oh, I remember the articles that were with that now.
So,
yeah.
I think it's still being made, and I think they're going to show it.
They haven't even got that DLC out for 7 yet.
It's never happening.
Well, they don't have the free DLC out. They got their paid DLC out.
I think the free stuff's not going to happen. So.
But what about less bulky Chris? We need to know what he was doing.
You mean normal size Chris, like he should have always been?
So...
The master of unlocking things.
No, that's Jill.
No, but isn't he the one
game.
That said it?
No, that's Barry.
Which is part of the greatest Resident Evil game ever made, Jill. Resident Evil 3.
You were almost a Jill sandwich.
So, you were just talking about changing usernames. I have a massive system change for PlayStation 2, and that would be a complete PS Now overhaul, which hopefully includes pricing changes, the option to buy a game completely, instead of having 90 days, it should just be have it.
Yeah.
Because I would buy Catherine in a heartbeat if I could play on PS4.
They need to do something different with that service because there's so much potential.
Didn't you
just...
have Catherine before?
I had on PS3, yeah. That was whenever I was doing my trade-in games.
Okay. I was going to say, because I remember that game. I liked that game.
Yeah. It had like 20 different endings. I only got like 4 of them.
Yeah.
I wanted to play games yesterday and you were hogging it up.
I'm sorry, I played Near Automata for like 12 hours.
That's
yesterday.
Okay. He tried to ship me into the bedroom with my PlayStation today.
It's
like, you can go in the
really
bedroom and watch.
Okay, you have to. If pens, The Penguins are in the playoffs.
We own.
It is the cup.
Four televisions that all
she
have cable.
She wanted me to go into the bedroom to watch the.
No, you have to be main area where you can
biggest
run
TV.
Around and jump and yell. And today was the day to.
You
to watch the
claps.
Yeah, I didn't. I'll be honest. I wasn't even really.
I clapped.
I was watching like I watch wrestling. I was like, they're playing good, but
yeah.
And then they scored, and I was like, oh, they scored. All right.
Holy crap, they scored again.
Yeah.
And again. And again.
And I was like, well, this game's over. But what was it the other night when they scored? I think I scared the crap out of you.
Oh, my God, yeah. We're laying in bed, and they scored, and you about jumped out of the bed.
Yeah.
I about fell out of it with you.
But PS Now overhaul, which would make this hopefully entirely better. If they don't just get rid of it, probably.
Yeah, I don't think they'll get rid of it. They invested too much in it. And there is a potential there. It's just not fully realized.
Yeah.
And it might not be able to be fully realized for a while. Unless they do some of the things you said.
Well, I mean, they're already getting rid of it. You can't use it on the Vita anymore.
No, you can only use it on
PS4 or PC.
And PC. You can't use it on PS3s or the Samsung TVs like they were doing. And
PS,
stuff like that.
PS TV's useless now.
Yeah. It was pretty much all
sorry, people that bought that $99. Guess you can still stream your Vita to it, but...
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right, is it my turn?
Yeah.
I think they are going to show some Red Dead Redemption 2 gameplay and maybe have a release date that will be then delayed later on.
So I have Red Dead in mind, but I have to save mine because it's my final.
Okay. So, yeah. You want to do another one? Or?
Yeah. We're going to get a new Batman game from Rocksteady. New Batman title.
Oh,
possibly
man.
Justice League. I know it's wishy-washy.
Anything that Rocksteady makes, I think, is going to be good.
But
so.
It's going to be DC-related again, and I'm going to buy it.
I'm completely okay with that.
And
I
probably, again, not part of my prediction, launching way sooner than... Because I believe when they announced... I really hope it's not Montreal.
Yeah.
Like one of them Origin. It was a good game.
It was good, but it wasn't as good as the other ones.
No. But I hope it's not.
When was the last Rocksteady game, Arkham Knight?
Yeah.
And that was, what, 2 years ago?
2015.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's time for some sort of hyper-realistic trailer that never really ends up looking like the final
Well, that's
game.
Okay.
That always bugged me. Like, they showed that. I vividly remember the Arkham trail.
Oh, yeah. It
the
looked
city.
Way better than...
He's in the rain on the rooftop.
Was,
I was like, that is going to look amazing. Didn't look anything like the game.
It still was good.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, so...
So I have two more total.
I have a few more. They are going to hopefully show a bunch more PSVR games. Like, quality, not quite AAA maybe,
be dumb
but...
if they didn't.
Yeah, just something substantial that's going to make people want to buy it.
I wish they had Doom on PSVR.
They should do more first-person shooter games.
What's wrong, Sigourney?
No.
You don't want to play Doom on PSVR?
But,
no.
I mean, just the fact that Resident Evil 7 was able to do it.
Yeah. I heard...
They might not be able to do it with some faster-paced FPSs, but...
No, Farpoint.
Farpoint, yeah.
Yeah, I heard that's amazing.
I heard it was really good,
yeah.
too.
And it
you have to have that separate controller thing.
You can use the kind of funny guys found out, I think you can use the regular controller.
You're right. You can use that or a regular controller, but you can't use just like a move controller, which is weird.
But they said it's way better because it plays just like if you pulled up a gun to your eye and closed your eye, like it works out
but
really good.
I've heard a couple people talking about it on, I think I listened to the PlayStation Beyond podcast this week and they were talking about it and they loved it too. So
I think everybody's fallen in love with it.
So that's potential. I'll say another one. CD Projekt Red is going to show their Cyberpunk 2077 game. If you didn't know, that's the people
that
made
even
The Witcher.
Know. Is that your PC prediction you were talking about?
It was not, but it would be also PC technically.
Okay.
But I mean, this game has been known about for a long time, but no one knows anything about it other than it exists and
the
it's
title.
Like a Cyberpunk kind of thing.
What do you think about that's The Witcher about TV show for Netflix?
We'll see. I like The Witcher 3, but even though it... is objectively a fantastic game. I didn't like it anywhere near as much as a lot of other people.
Can they make an interesting TV show out of it?
Yeah, I think
is it
so.
Gonna be,
it could be like a Game of Thrones type thing.
Is it going to be Lord of the Rings? Might have to watch this guy walk across the vast map.
You might. But I did find out that it's the game company has no involvement in the show. It's all based on the books and stuff. So
call back to last episode. I was trying. I almost interrupted Lindsay, but I didn't. Walmart has The Hobbit 5-disc special editions for like $12.
Oh man!
All three of them. Bam, bam, bam.
Oh man, that's not
with
bad.
With digital voodoo.
Oh man! So I could sell the hard copy.
You could.
Thanks for spending my money, Eddie.
Well, that's not much money. So
it could be that $500 one I tried to get him to buy.
It could be the fact that he's going out and buying a Switch, probably.
Not yet.
We just have to come to terms. Yeah. They're going to get one eventually.
Oh, I know that.
I'm at that point.
You know, I'm surprised. Birthday clause is coming.
No, don't buy it for my birthday because if they announce a freaking PS Vita 2, a PS Vita 2, I don't want a Switch. I want a PS Vita 2. I will die on that hill.
Okay, you want to go?
Why not both? Yeah. Well, I know why not both because we can't afford that.
Because I don't
spend all the money.
I think I have two left from what I can
don't have
tell.
Enough time in the day to play
I know,
Mario
I
Kart.
I do, though.
So we're going to get Horizon DLC.
Excellent.
Hopefully free.
That would be awesome. It's not happening. Yeah. No. They'd be stupid, too. Okay, so you want me to do one of my other two?
Yeah.
Okay, I know we're going to see more of Super Mario Odyssey and maybe
a release
date. Oh, I
forgot that was a thing.
But they'd be stupid.
I thought they already had a release date.
They've said fall.
Okay.
They've not given a specific date.
Delayed.
All rumors are saying it's basically a done game. They were thinking about having it as launch title if Zelda wasn't ready. So it's basically they're just holding on to it to have a game to release.
Just turn your
fall.
Mic off.
What are you doing?
Letting everybody know that I'm leaving.
Well, you're over there making
no,
a bunch
she's,
of...
No, she's trying to put her mic back in the stand, and it was like...
So you could just put it down.
So.
Equipment.
So, yeah, Super Mario Odyssey. We're going to get some information on
that. I forgot that was a thing.
It's definitely happening. And if not, I can't believe it.
And so if we do not get a Last of Us 2 update... Which will close the show for sure, if that was happening. Red Dead 2 will close the show for PlayStation.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
it could very well happen. Yeah.
But so mine's. It takes up two points of mine. if I get one right, I'm not getting the other one.
That's all right.
But I get the other one.
So my very last guess is my PC one that I was talking about.
Ooh.
Half-Life 3. That's all I have to say.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Wait, no. I want to say what I want.
What do you want?
I want more Borderlands.
Oh,
I want
shoot.
So many more Borderlands.
That very well could happen,
That's,
actually.
I want more
that
Borderlands.
That is a good prediction.
I know nothing, but I know Borderlands, and it's my favorite, and I love it, and I will play it forever and ever. And I don't
that
think we've
it.
Ever actually finished a story, but I totally will just... It's one of the only things that I can drive in and shoot in and play.
She ruined my big Half-Life 3.
Yeah,
like,
she killed your
I
whole
want border, I want Borderlands. I want more Borderlands. All the Borderlands.
It's a good guess, though. That's you should have jumped in earlier. But
well,
I started playing Telltale finally. Yeah. And I don't know if I have a glitchy one or not.
All Telltale stuff.
The audio is terrible for me.
Oh, yeah.
And...
You have to work through it.
I fell asleep during the first episode.
Oh, what's the Wolf Among Us?
Wolf Among Us is really good.
I want more of that.
I was looking at that.
I like the stories.
I've liked all the Telltale stuff that I've played, basically.
Like, we actually bought the comic book. I bought the first comic book because I wanted to read the comic that the Wolf Among Us
was. I need to email PlayStation so I can get a refund for one of my Telltales because I'm so angry at it.
Really? Which one?
Michonne.
I haven't played it yet.
It will not... Let me get past. It can't be my controller. It can't be anything else because my controller works with everything else. And I'm playing another Telltale game right now.
Yeah.
I've deleted and reinstalled this thing so many times. You have to do this down upward swoop to bring your sword up, and it will not work at all. And I got past it once, and then I was right after that, it was a downward swoop, and it was like, nope. So I've died 50 times in that game in the first 5 minutes because
you just can't do it.
I can't do anything.
Do the stuff.
That
sucks. That's not cool.
Anyway, I think that's our show.
Yeah.
So
So we'll check back in. We're hopefully if we get, let's see, E3 is June 12th. June 12th.
Well, that's when the
that's when the main event is.
What matters to us happens.
But we're going to hopefully go to the PS E3 experience.
Coming to a theater near you.
Hopefully. And then we're going to hopefully podcast directly after that. Like literally directly after that.
In the parking lot.
And then if it doesn't work out that they don't come around here.
It'll be like on a Bluetooth quality. Like you'll be driving home.
This thing takes batteries. Three microphones. It'll work.
like creepy people outside going, hey, man,
we might have to limit
that
to like 20 minutes so it doesn't die.
Well, they'll be sitting in the car yelling at each other.
That was so awesome.
With microphones. They'll be sitting there talking in the car. And it won't be nerdy enough that like they're at this E3 thing. They'll be in the car with microphones talking to each other.
And you know what's going to be even better is when they hold the microphone out the window and say, hey, you want to give me a comment about what you just watched?
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
You totally should.
We need to have you come up and set up a table just outside the theater and we'll just podcast in the parking lot. But
we can stay outside and enjoy like and be like, here, tell me about what you expect to see here. Live from the E3 experience in the Pittsburgh area.
That would be a fun podcast, though, but I'm not getting kicked out for solicitation.
I said outside. I did not say in the theater.
That's true.
If we can't go to the thing, we'll probably try our first Twitch stream.
That works. You have a camera. So,
there is another thing I was trying to think of. I do have a Twitch. We have Twitch.com/CupOfNerd.
Oh, news to me.
Yeah. Okay. We haven't used it yet.
No.
But it's there.
We're trying to secure all the things.
So since I brought that up, we'll hurry up and do our housekeeping and we'll end up.
All
right. You can follow us at facebook.com/cupofnerd, twitter.com/cupofnerd, instagram.com/cupofnerd, patreon.com/. You already know that because you're here, hopefully.
But if you're not,
you can go to patreon.com/cupofnerd.
There you go.
Support us in our newfound
and tell your friends
career trajectory thing.
Our fun stuff.
Nice hobby.
You just find us irresistible.
Our fun stuff.
Huh?
I said you guys just find us irresistible.
Lost my train of thought.
I think you nailed them all.
So like us, good. Share us.
You can follow me at Eko Kaczynski on Twitter.
How do you spell that?
KOKOSINSKI with an E at the beginning because I forgot that one. So look out for news for E3. Steve and I will be going crazy on social media probably in the next 2 weeks.
Is anything even remotely as good as last year's, which I hope it is? It'll be awesome.
Like Tim Gettys calls it the year of dreams. I want a year of dreams 3.
Oh, man. I want a reaction of me like Tim Gettys.
Or Greg with Patapon.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That was amazing.
That just his reaction to the crash stuff last year.
I somehow feel what our role at E3 is going to be this year, Lindsay. It's going to be us at the camera and not on the screen.
Is there going to be... We'll be the Kevins. Are they going to announce stuff at the Kind of Funny stuff? Is that before or after E3? Are they going to
Kind of Funny does their own...
Probably on stream. Of it, but we
are you talking about Kind of Funny's show this weekend?
Are they gonna do stuff? Are they gonna announce things there, or do you just think they'll announce it? Like, do you think anybody will make any big announcements at the Kind of Funny 3?
Game wise?
Yeah.
No. That's just all them.
Production. Well, because I know that they do. Like, they have working relationships with a lot of video game producers.
Greg's already been to E3. Technically, he was a judge. Right. He's a judge.
I know,
so
that was so exciting.
He's seen everything. So,
oh, man, that jerk.
Yeah.
I love you.
Don't hate us. But yeah, I didn't know if that was something that they actually like did there or if not. Because I was going to say, if not, you'll be talking about it next weekend. So,
all right, I think that's everything.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Stay nerdy.
There we go.